Welcome to a few moments of prayer and contemplation on this holy day we call Good Friday. My name is Carol Cavan-Dillon, Senior Pastor at West End United Methodist Church, and with me today is Matthew Phelps, our Director of Music and Worship. During the season of Lent, we've been praying daily with the resource Common Prayer, a liturgy for ordinary radicals. The liturgy we are sharing with you today is adapted from this resource, and we invite you to join us in this moment of worship in the middle of the day. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Bless the Lord, who forgives all our sins.
God's mercy endures forever.
In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help.
Now hear this reading from Psalm 22, verses 1 through 2 and 9 through 11. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help.
And now a reading from the Gospel, according to John chapter 19, verses 17 through 30. Hear these words on this holiest of holy days. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see who will get it. This was to fulfill what the scripture says. They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, It is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. We invite you to take a moment after hearing these readings to consider these questions. Jesus went all the way into the depths of suffering on the cross to be with us in our deepest places of pain. Where in your life is your deepest pain? Where is there pain in our world that breaks your heart? Take a moment to feel Christ's presence with you in those painful and broken places.
And now, as you return to the rest of your day, let us pray together. God of mercy and justice, forgiveness and hope, we cannot put into words our love and gratitude for all you have done for us. Through your suffering and death, we know that we are not alone and that you have conquered death forever. Give us grace to follow the way of your cross, the way of love, no matter the cost. Amen.